We'll get started with the medical report here. Sean Laveau was injured. Looked like potentially his ankle. We'll have to check him out here, and then I'll get back with you tomorrow to report that. Overall, practice today, we worked, again, against each other. So today was the last day that we'll have to really do that, where we had a major install. As part of that, we worked goal line today. And then tomorrow we'll focus more on St. Louis and getting ready for that first preseason game and preparing our guys that way. This will be a good opportunity to really shift the focus from the installation phase of training camp to getting into more focus on specifics about games and getting guys ready to play and seeing, you know, how they react in game situations. And we're obviously we're looking forward to get going with that. Take questions.
Did you see what happened on that play with Sean?
I did not. I didn't.
If Sean was out for any length of time, then how much of a blow would that be to your offensive line?
Well, you know, we'll just have to see, you know, what the injury was. You know, obviously, Pinkston's been working there at the guard position as well. And, you know, we have some young guys that we need to get some work during the course of these preseason games. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Chad, what was the thinking going back to April as far as using Obanaya the way you're using? You know, it's not by trade or fullback, but what do you like about what he's done in there and seems to be getting a lot of reps?
Yeah, he's a very versatile guy. He's able to play tailback and run the ball. He can play fullback. He can block. He can pass protect. He can catch passes. So, you know, he's a guy that can do a lot of different things. And those type of guys, you know, you can find roles for that can help you win.
Chad, Miller, where was he working at before he got hurt?
Who?
Miller. He's a guard?
Ryan Miller was a tackle.
I'm sorry, tackle. Yeah. So he couldn't play, moved inside or anything like that to a guard?
Probably not. I like what I've seen so far. I think the pass rush has been very good. I think the guys are grasping the defense and the concepts of the defense as we're going on better and better and better. I think that, you know, you see improvement, and that's what I'm looking for through this part of training camp. And I'm excited to get into the games and see these guys against different guys other than the ones they've been playing in practice every day. And I'm sure they're ready to do that as well. I wouldn't say that. You know, I don't think there's a particular side of the ball that is going to be an identity of this team. I think the identity that we want is, you know, a bunch of guys that come out that are hungry and anxious to play and are passionate about playing and are going to play tough physical football and, you know, want to win for the Cleveland Browns. And so where that all stands, you know, ultimately the best teams are the teams that or have balance between all sides of the ball, offense, defense, and special teams.
Chad, you got Trent back out on the field today. Where is he at, and have you clarified in your mind what you might do with him Thursday night?
Yeah, he's good to have him back out there, and you know, I have not decided anything in terms of Thursday night in regards to Trent.
It looked like you were spotting him a little bit today, though. Is that accurate? And you just want to ease him back in?
Yeah, we just want to work him back in. And, again, we're going to be smart with him. We have a plan for him from a general sense. And you know, we want him to be able to be able to work to get better and be able to come out here on a daily basis through training camp.
Back to Obanaya. The fact that he showed up on your first depth chart as a starting fullback kind of a revelation, should that be just taken with a grain of salt, or is that where he's
Well, again, he's a guy that can play multiple positions, so sometimes it's hard to put those guys in two different spots. But again, that's just where we put them from a depth chart standpoint. And the thing about depth charts is they don't always tell the story of you know, roles. There's a lot of roles on teams that you need that aren't necessarily covered on a depth chart. And you know, a guy that appears somewhere sometimes as a third teamer on a depth chart is the first teamer in some sort of role or in some situation that you're going to play a game. And certainly Obi is a very valuable part of what we're doing.
Do you have time to put that together?
Yeah, you know, you always have one. And again, I think that they're more for you know, the fans and people, and a lot of times in the team, like within the team, guys understand, you know, that there's, if you prove and can show that you're going to be able to help us win, we'll find a spot for you.
He helps Kingston, you know, he had the thing last year where he missed the last inning. How have you seen him come back? Do you think he's 100%? And which side do you like him on at best? You know, he's been the left guard most of the
time. Yeah, we've actually been working him on both sides. You know, I think it still remains to be seen which side I would say that I like him on the, you know, the best. I think that his ability to move back and forth is a good thing. And, you know, I think that he's been getting back to form. And, you know, that's a process of going through. I mean, he's been through a lot. And you know, I've seen signs, especially these last few days, of improvement, tangible improvement.
From the time that Coach Turner has started working,
well, I think there's been a lot of things. You look at from a mechanic standpoint and the job he's doing and speeding up his feet and quickening his decisions. You know, so that's from that standpoint, I think, you know, we haven't held back. I mean, we've thrown a lot at him from a mental standpoint, and we're pushing him hard, and that's the way that I'm used to, and that's what the way Norv coaches. And so, you know, I think he's responded well to that.
A couple of injured guys, Hardesty and Nelson. I know they're still a month before the season starts, but can you, like, feel the clock ticking on with a couple of those guys that you want to get a longer look at?
Yeah, you know, obviously the guys that we haven't seen a lot of, you know, I'd like to see them, and I'd like to see them out here. And sometimes, you know, a lot of times that's not always under their control or my control, and hopefully we'll get the chance to see them out here soon.
You said you weren't really concerned when David went down the other day. I mean, it is the knee that he had the procedure on. Now that it's been a couple of days and we still haven't seen him out there, where is he at?
You know, sometimes that's just a process of getting through that, and you know, we'll see it. It's still day by day, and you know, again, I hope that he gets out, he's able to get out here sooner rather than later.
Hey, Trey, with the new padding for knee and thigh pads, have you kind of made guys practice that way? Have you required that?
Yeah, I have. You know, guys need to get used to it. It's the way things are going to be, so. We're going to practice that way with them, and there's a variety of different pads, size pads, and style of pads that guys can use, are available to use. So I know they've been testing some of that out, and you know, that's been part of the reason why I want to make sure that they have them on out here, along with the safety factors, obviously.
Hey, Coach, I know this is away from practice and kind of the path we're on, but can you talk about St. John's and high school and how that helped you, motivated you to get to where you're at now, and how important that was?
Yeah. You know, it was obviously a big part of growing up, my development, the people and friends that I made there, and the relationships that I developed from there, and you know, and the coaches. And Fred Beyer was the head football coach the time that I played. And, you know, I mean, you talk about tough, you talk about discipline, you talk about all those things. And, you know, he taught us lessons that helped us become men. Yeah, it's been fun. I mean, everything, you know, from the fans to the friends and people from that area, and just hearing about people that are going to be at the games and buying tickets and everything else. So it's been great, and it's been really enjoyable from that standpoint personally.
Chad, I asked you about Devon Best on Saturday. What makes him, I mean, it looks like he and Ian Rain are really hooking up. What makes him as good as he is?
He is an unbelievable worker to begin with. He's a student of the game. He really understands the game and understands leverage and how to run routes. And he's got good quickness. You know, he everything that he does is right, you know, and from all the reasons. And, again, he's a leader by example and a great guy to have on our team.
Is